let's get started. Today we're focusing on the most effective way to create a practice plan that improves your singing. So there are a couple of key elements for me, and I've got some notes here. What I'd love by the end of this live is for you to really have a clear idea of what you can do to improve your voice utilizing said practice plan, along with how often is best for you to practice, how long you want to practice for, depending on where you are in your vocal development journey, and what specifically you should be doing in each practice session, because we want to be really laser focused. The key is to find a way to schedule it into your diary like it's an exercise program. So a little bit backstory is that I have a background in exercise science. I was an aerobics instructor and a trainer for about 10 years. And that is one of the analogies, working out your body, that I find the most helpful in using when we're considering how to train our voices, how to coach our voices and get our instruments where they want to be. So I ask you to apply the exact same overlay as if you were working out, because I think the average person understands the concept of exercise and what it takes to get ready for a particular event. Like, say, if you're training for a marathon, or if you're training for, probably more realistically, if you're like me, you might be training towards a 5K. You understand that you will need to do, ideally, some training for your cardiovascular first, so the fundamentals, what's going to power your body. You're going to need to strengthen the muscles that are specifically going to be utilized. And then the kicker is that you're going to ideally practice running 5Ks. And better yet, you're going to practice running 5 kilometers on the track that you're, or on the route that you're actually going to be running. That is an effective practice plan for training towards a 5 kilometer. And so I think that overlays, that sort of exercise analogy overlays so well for getting ready for singing, A, because we're utilizing our body houses our instrument, and the larynx is a muscle like anything else. So the first step is figure out what the end goal is. And I'm hoping that is a performance for you. So if you've got a performance to work towards, you can focus your practices on that, like it's a 5K, like that's the end route. And, you know, singers are athletes, performances are often very physically, mentally, and sometimes emotionally draining. So you need to be, I call it gig fit, you need to be gig fit. So if we think about what it is that we want to do, so we think, okay, well, we've got a gig coming up, it's in 30 days, a month or so, and I need to look at how much time I can give to get ready. And probably you want to be giving at least, like any training program, 1 to 3 times a week if you are just starting out, like you don't have a lot of vocal stamina, for example. 1 to 3 times a week as a practice plan, just like an exercise routine, is really smart. It gives your body a chance to, and your voice more importantly, a chance to ease into the focused practice that you're doing. If you are performing regularly, you've got a little bit of vocal stamina. When I say regularly, I mean at least once a week. You could up and should up your practices, and they might be focusing on different things. So just like you might do a leg workout one day and then an upper body workout another day, you would want to up the frequency of your practice. So you might look at maybe 2 to 5 times a week. If you're a pro, this is where it gets quite interesting. Depending on what you're working towards, you may not have to practice as much. If you're doing 3 gigs a week, the focus is probably more on your daily rituals, maintaining, and then focusing on specific elements. If you're noticing that your high notes are not as strong as they used to be, and you feel like you're having to utilize more effort, well, that could be that you're actually vocally tired. So vocal rest is an element that you need to throw in as part of your vocal care plan versus actioning a practice plan. You know, that would be my go-to first. But if you are in really great shape and the performance that you're working towards is quite intensive, you do want to increase the number of workouts that you're going to do. I'll give you an example. When I used to tour a lot, I belonged to a 24-hour gym, And I would go in at 3:30 in the morning to I run on the treadmill. This sounds crazy. Whenever I tell the story, it sounds so crazy, but run on the treadmill for ideally 45 minutes, because that was the average set length that we would have. And I would have the playlist listed out in my Apple, iTunes, whatever playlist, and I would run and sing the songs. And so that was my training session. So it wasn't a practice plan as I've structured it today, or how I'm going to outline it today. It was really super focused, getting myself ready to go on tour and for a 45-minute set specifically. So let me get into what I think an effective practice plan looks like. I would recommend, along with factoring in how many days a week you need to practice based on where you are in your vocal development journey or what you're working towards, also look at the duration of the practice as well. So you might have 15 to 60 minutes for the voice, and this is just purely like any other muscle in the body. Focus practice, 60 minutes, and then a break is good. Like if you're doing a day of practice, you need to be taking breaks every 60 minutes. If you're continuously singing, I wouldn't stretch it. And I mean, like when I say continuous singing, I'm talking like, I used to do a gig at the casino here in Auckland. That was 4 45-minute sets with 15-minute break in between. So that's over 3 hours of continuous singing. I would not recommend more than that. Or if you're in a situation like that, what I would do is I would often take a full day of vocal rest on the Sunday and maybe even the Monday. It would be really hard to book voiceover or singing sessions early on in the week. I would rest for like 48 hours. So I really, really encourage you to factor in the maybe 60 minutes is the maximum when you're practicing as a working goal, and then 15 minutes is a good minimum time. So what are you going to do in that time frame? The first thing I like to think about is, what is it that I'm going to practice? So I utilize a vocal journal, and I recommend this with my students as well. I've got a link to the one that I actually have in, I'll pop that in the comments in the description box if you're checking this out on the Big Notes Get Votes channel on YouTube or in Facebook. That's where you can find it. And Instagram, hit me up in the DMs and I'll send it to you. But what that looks like is, I just kind of check in firstly with my voice, how my voice is feeling. I'll think about ideally at the start of the session, and then I will go back at the end of the session and make a few notes around how my voice is feeling. So that's what I call vocal journaling. It also gives me a chance to think about what the focus for the practice is going to be. And usually, when you're sitting down and scheduling your practice at the beginning of the week, or whenever you schedule practices, you'll have a loose idea as to what it is that you're going to focus on, you know? So I want you to think about the focus for the practice, get really clear on what that is. And I also would love you to just jot down how your voice is feeling at the beginning of the practice, and then you can go back to that at the end of the practice. Now, the other thing that you can do with a vocal journal is just make one up on Google Docs. One of my students has made the most amazing Google Doc, and it's a great way of for me to actually check in with the artists as well, so I can see what they're doing. And I have what I call office hours, which is basically a mini version of a practice plan. I ask my artists and my students to do a couple of things for me every day, and if they want to share it with me, check in with me for accountability on a daily basis, I highly encourage that. We use a tool called Marco Polo, which is like a video walkie-talkie tool. It's a great way of doing it. Anyway, I'll explain more about that later on, or what they're showing me when they're sending them through. So you start off, and this should take like 5 minutes. So I'm going to give you a time frame for each thing based on a 60-minute, just over a 60-minute practice plan. So you vocal journal for 5 minutes. You next up focus and relax your body. So if you saw my weekly live from last week, that was around prep steps. Now the prep is an acronym, which is P-R-E-P stands for perceive, R stands for release tension, E stands for engage or exercise, and P stands for perform, practice, or play. So those are interchangeable depending on what you're doing, but it's kind of like a little mental mindset check-in. And this is what we're doing now in order. The P for prep, the P perceive, or get some perception around what you're doing, is what your vocal journal is. The vocal journal is the P. It's getting your head around what's coming up and what you're about to do. The R is relax. And I have singer's stretches. I like to check in with my posture. And I also like to do at this point a specific relaxation exercise for my throat called it's called silent giggle. And it basically takes the false vocal folds, which are your protective layer that comes in whenever there's an insane amount of effort being channeled. It makes sure that those are retracted so that you've got no tension in your throat. So I'm checking in with tension in my body, tension in my throat, and maybe tension posturally, especially if you're at a desk all day, it's a bit like that. Okay, so that takes about 5 minutes max. Then the next thing is what I call a vocal wake up. Now, I encourage everyone to do these at the beginning of the day, and you can do them throughout the day. These are sirens, and they're a stretch for your voice. So if that's all you can do before you start speaking in the morning, or before you start singing, then that would be a very adequate warm up for your voice. But ideally, you would want to wake your voice up with a siren. And this is a chance, again, it's just a quick stretch for your voice, and it gives you a chance to check in. So this might be actually where you get the most information about how your voice is feeling, an assessment as to how your voice is feeling, which you can jot down in your vocal journal. It tells you if there's any gaps in your voice, if your voice is a little tired. You learn to listen to what your body is telling you from the feedback, not sonically, but how it feels. And when I'm working with singers, we very much talk about how does it feel first, how does it look? And then thirdly, how does it sound? Because by the time the sound's out, you can't pull it back in and change it. So you really need to be aware of what is going on in your body and be able to assess and adjust as in the moment before the sound leaves your body. So the sirens help us to check in and stretch the voice. Then you might want to spend 10 minutes doing a very specific vocal warm-up. Now that can be whatever you want it to be, but I recommend Myroning, which is sirens whilst mouthing the words. So specifically you would be using a song, ideally the song that you're about to practice. So I think my money is that it's really important if you're focusing on a particular song or a particular phrase to warm your larynx up for that particular phrase, whatever coordination or voice quality you're utilizing, you get into it with some Myrons and they help you to do that. The three ways that I like to think about working the voice is a wake up, a warm up, and then a workout. So if the warm up is very specific to the song that you're about to sing, you're obviously going to do a particular song, like let's say if it's Happy Birthday, then you would sing through Happy Birthday utilizing your Myron. Then the workout itself might be a technical focus, and that is the next step. So you would take 10 minutes to warm your voice up, or however long it takes to warm. You'll learn if you're doing practices regularly, you'll learn how long it takes to warm your voice up, and that is that's a really key distinction to be able to make and learn about your instrument as a professional singer, because then you know to allocate that amount of time. What a siren does, if we backtrack, that tool for checking in, that gives you a chance to assess your voice, as I mentioned. And then you can assign, yep, my standard 10 minutes or whatever warm-up is going to be great. If there's some clunkiness or you feel a bit of swelling, if you're particularly vocally fatigued or tired, you might want to extend your workout. But you're utilizing that vocal wake-up time as an opportunity to assess, and then you warm up for however long you need based on you personally. So that's a vocal warm up. You can also do things like humming and lip trills, vocalize vowel sounds through scales if you want to, but I reckon that Myroning is the go-to, which is singing through the song you're about to sing at 50%, essentially sirening through it whilst you're mouthing the words. Then you've got the workout element. So this is where you're going to do a specific either technical or song study. Now, if it's The entire song. I'm assuming that you've workshopped the song study and you know exactly the lyrics, the key is right for you. You know all the troublesome spots, the any areas where words aren't quite kind of rolling off your tongue or your shaping is a bit weird. That's when you're working the song out. When you're just singing through the song, you've done all of those things. You've workshopped the song, and I have like a particular song study checklist that we go through. You figure out where you breathe, you figure out what tonal qualities you want to use, you check the key, you make sure everything is right before you go and practice it, and it's in the final way that you hope to perform it. And so I call that like a technical practice where you're isolating little pieces of the song that you might be troubleshooting or finding challenging. And with my singers, sometimes we will just workshop 2 to 4 bars at a time, and we will go over and over and over, and we isolate. And this is a key takeaway. Please focus on one thing at a time. So if it's breathing, just focus on breathing. Don't worry about the pitch. Don't worry about the words. Just figure out where you're going to breathe, and are you using the right amount of air for the task at hand? If you're focusing on pitch, think about what it is. You know, like, is it in the right key for you? Why are you finding it hard there? Maybe you need to change the tonal quality. Maybe you need to adjust certain things. So you focus on one thing, one element at a time. We've got rhythm, we've got pitch, we've got the energy or the breath for the song. You've got phrasing choices stylistically. There are loads and loads of things. There are the vowels, there are the consonants, so diction and enunciation overall. It's a lot. So you'll want to break it down, and that is what that song study that I mentioned before, that's what we do in that. And then when you're actually just singing through the song, that's your time to polish. That's the performance polish. So you're just kind of working through the entire song from beginning to end, and you might even be adding some performance elements, physical movement performance elements as well, marking depending on where you're performing and what you're doing. After you have done that, and actually, what I highly recommend you to do is video yourself. So video your practice elements, whether it's the technical practice element, your vocal workouts, or whether it's the song study itself. Now, one last thing I want to say is that if you're not necessarily working towards anything and you're just wanting to develop your voice, a vocal workout could be vocalizations through different scales and utilizing vowels. So, an octave slide or a fifth, some form of, or just a major scale. There are a ton of scales, and we only really utilize a few of them in contemporary music, pentatonic scale. So you could just start with those first. Start with the basics, a major scale, a pentatonic scale, doing fifth intervals, octave intervals, those four. That could be your vocal workout. And you obviously move up either a semitone, ideally a semitone, keep it small. Each time, move up through all 12 notes. And very important, please come back down, ascend and descend, because most singers find it very difficult to have the same level of control ascending as they do, sorry, descending as they do ascending. So, again, using a gym analogy, it's like a bicep curl. You're working both your bicep and then your tricep on the way down. So, you want to make sure you've got that balance. So, nothing wrong with running scales, but if you've got songs that you're working on, they are the best focus for your performance development. If you're working on singing development and spotlighting areas about your voice that you want to develop, vocalization till the cows come home, or vocalize till the cows come home. Now, once you've done that and you've videoed yourself, watch back and see what jumps out at you. One of the things that I did when I was studying at Berklee Online, because it's an online program, I had to send my videos of my final performances, and we did one every week. I had to send myself singing in a video to my lecturer, and it was the most frightening thing I have ever done. However, it was the most enlightening tool that I ever used, and this is why I now video every single training session, as a coaching session that I do. We audio record as well, because there's often a bit of talking around the singing. So when you're singing, I'm video recording you. When we're talking, I'm audio recording you, and that gives you a chance to A, absorb in the or engage in the practice, and then you can reflect later on. You can watch your performance back, your practice session back, and kind of see what's going on. What I noticed is that I used to do this thing with my shoulders where, and I wasn't even going for a high note, but I'd be like, and it was causing unnecessary tension in my throat and in my neck. And I've worked hard over a long time to relax my shoulders. I still do the hand singing, there's no doubt about that. But the focus is more about my postural awareness and how utilizing unnecessary muscle, vocal structures or muscular structures to get me to make the sounds that I want do not always support my singing. They can sometimes be detrimental, but I would never have discovered that about myself had I not watched, recorded myself and watched back. So please record yourself. And at the very least, if you need some external motivation, you can use it, repurpose it as content on social media, or when you're famous, you can look back and you can show your practice sessions. Because that's one thing we don't see, is we don't see how hard people work behind the scenes to get ready for performances. The artists that I work with, the singers, are the ones that practice the most. Now remember, it can be 15 minutes, 3 times a week. It doesn't need to be 6 hours a day. Like if you are a pro and that's your job, you probably should be rehearsing 9 or practicing 9 to 5. But it's not all singing. It'll be 90 minutes of voice practice, 90 minutes of songwriting, 90 minutes of instrument practice, 90 minutes of your business development, networking, social media content creation. There's a lot. But when it's just for practicing voice and you're just working towards something, I'm more than happy with 60 minutes, 3 to 5 times a week, depending on where you're at and what you're working towards. Now, if you want to ask me questions about this, like please do comment below. If you have a specific scenario that you want some feedback on, I'd love to help you out with that. Last but not least, when you've done any kind of working out, just like going to the gym, you need to cool down. So take 5 minutes to cool your voice down. You can simply do a reverse siren, you can do some lip trills, some gentle humming. Some SOVT exercises, a straw, blowing through a straw, whether in water or ideally in water, a glass half filled. These are great exercises for just releasing tension in your vocal folds. You also want to look at having 20 minutes at least of vocal rest after any high intensity speaking or singing. And I would 100% classify a practice. 15 to 60 minute practice plan, a high intensity voice use. So even after this live, I'll take 20 minutes. I'll do some reverse sirens. And I will relax and make sure that my voice is cooled down after the intensive talking. So these are my key takeaways, my key tips for today. Have a goal or an outcome. Performance based is awesome for your practice plan. Use one focus, whether it's that or a specific singing development focus. Use one thing at a time and focus on that in your practice until you're at that performish polish point. 3 Bs. Oh, that's all of them. So have a goal, have an outcome, performance based. It's awesome. Use that as your focus for your practice and then isolate one element to focus on at a time. So I will jot down this sample practice plan. I'll outline it in the description and in the comments. So if you've got any questions about that, I hope you jot them down. And if you need to ask any questions, just jot them down, Sheree@bignotesgetvotes.com. That's an email or in the comments, or you can DM me wherever you are. Thank you so much, and I will look forward to seeing you.